Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, speaking to you from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking Majestic Buckhead, where the weather is absolutely magnificent. It's, I wouldn't say t-shirt weather, but you can wear a sweatshirt and be very comfortable in the middle of January. We love that. I'm all for global warming, by the way. I'm not interested in being cold. All right. I'm very excited today. I didn't start out that way, but I am now because I have just realized that with Obama's inauguration, we are now more than halfway done with this guy. So, we're on the downward side. Everybody is just fawning all over the man, and that's okay. We can, you know, we can handle that because we have important things to talk about and important things to do. Now, last week, when President Obama signed all of these executive orders about gun control and other things, it brought up a constitutional issue, one that I think absolutely positively needs to be addressed, and it, you know, it's important that we do so. With that in mind, I put up a little blog post on Facebook. And it said, our government was not designed to be run by the president giving directives through executive orders. That's the role of Congress. They make the laws, not the president. That Obama wants to change the rules is a usurpation of power that must not be allowed to stand. Along with that, I posted a picture with a comment from Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. Senator Rubio said, and I quote, concerning this executive order issue, making that a quote, making matters worse is that President Obama is again abusing his power by imposing his policies via executive fiat instead of allowing them to be debated in Congress. President Obama's frustration with our republic and the way it works does not give him the license to ignore the Constitution. Now, this seemed obvious to me, but I did not realize how big a deal it was to other people. So, when I put this up, it just started getting click, click, click. I have about 1,400 friends. I used to have 3,700 until I got hacked, and then they all had to be, they all went away, and I had to start over. So now I'm up to about 1,400, which isn't that many. All right. This little post that I put up was shared. Now, remember, I've got 1,400 friends. It was shared 1,089 times. That means that somebody saw it and said, I'm posting this on my site. So it went all over America, many times all over America. Additionally, 285 people hit like. More than that, there were 79 comments. So this thing just really resonated. And the reason it resonated is that it's wrong. It's wrong to rule by executive fiat. We have a constitution. The role of creating the laws is specifically in the hands of Congress. Now, I'll grant you that Congress isn't very popular, but that doesn't make any difference. The polls aren't what govern. What people think can be swayed dramatically. We've just seen in spades that if you give somebody a stupid cell phone, they'll get off their lazy you-know-what and go vote for you-know-who. And that vote counts every bit as much as one that's responsibly thought out by you, your spouse, your friends, and those who go to work. So, we have some problems here, and these problems need to be addressed. let me just tell you what's going to happen with this stuff about the guns. The fear that we have in this country is pretty substantial. In my lifetime, even during Watergate and the animosity over the Vietnam War, which was far more deadly than anything in Afghanistan or Iraq. You know, there are 3,000 or 4,000 soldiers that have given their lives in those two wars, maybe 6 or 7, but not 50,000. And it was closer to 50 in Vietnam. I think it was actually 43,000 that died. And that's not to denigrate what's happening now, because I certainly don't feel that, don't believe it. But the body counts that were given on the news every Thursday night, that this week, you know, 2,300 people died in Vietnam, or this week, you know, 400 people died in Vietnam. So, and this was my generation. These were people that I know. I cannot go to that wall without crying, because I see names on there of guys that I knew that never got to have family, that never had to experience a divorce, that never had to, that never got the opportunity to fulfill themselves in life. They paid a price. And for a war that was way more unpopular than Afghanistan or Iraq. There's, because of 9/11 and because of the threat of the encroachment of Islam and of terrorists, even if you don't think that we should be over there, there's still this nagging thought that we better to be fighting them there than fighting them here. When it came to Vietnam, it was not the same thing at all. When we left and left those people alone, they left us alone. They created the People's Republic of Vietnam, which still exists to this day. It's one of the few communist nations left. But we have troubles right here with a president who believes that he has the authority, or doesn't care that he doesn't have the authority, and goes ahead and makes these rules that he calls executive orders, when executive orders were really for administrative purposes. That was what they were designed to do. And to say that, you know, well, you know, everybody's, you know, has had executive orders. Well, they really haven't been used to make laws and enforce laws. That is unconstitutional. It will be challenged. And I suspect it won't be that his attempt to abridge the Second Amendment will be repudiated. It should be repudiated based on a literal interpretation of what the laws have said and of what the people have held dear since the constitutional era, and that is, if the people are armed, you don't have to worry about the government taking away their powers. Now, in America, we have all kinds of troubles and problems with a federal government that wants to get into our lives more than any administration ever has before. They are already, based on Obamacare, into our lives about freedom of religion. They're imposing their will upon Catholics, telling them that they have to pay for abortions. Catholics aren't going to do that. These Catholic institutions aren't going to fold. There'll be conflict over it. This whole idea that, well, this guy goes into an elementary school and kills a bunch of kids, which is horrible, reprehensible, that somehow taking away firearms from law-abiding citizens is the answer. It certainly isn't. Nor will people allow it to happen. What are they going to do? Are they going to send federal agents into places like Texas and South Carolina or Indiana or even liberal states outside of Boston? I can tell you right now, in Massachusetts, it wouldn't even hold. So, speaking about Massachusetts, I'm going to bring on my brother Richard. How are you?
Fine, John. I think one of the answers might be, as it relates to gun control and abortion, that we arm all of our priests and nuns.
That we are what?
We arm all of our priests and nuns.
Well, that's an idea. I can just see that. What are we going to arm them with?
Glock or a 357 Magnum.
That would, I think that if you did, that means that people would certainly tell the truth in the confessional.
Yes. Yes, I
would. You wouldn't
think
have
so.
People hedging on, well, and how many times did you do it? Oh, three or four times. I mean, 100, 100, 100. I can just see it. I was telling before you came on that I'm I decided that I was going to be upbeat and positive because this is now, we're past halfway with Obama.
Oh, so you mean we're on the back nine of Obama. That's good.
We're on the back nine of Obama. And the truth of the matter is that by the time of the next election, he will be a lame duck and there'll be no president after the election of another has any power whatsoever. People just wait him out. And that means that by September of that year, or maybe August, he's pretty well done also. So we have a lot more of him. And it's, he is hot after.
Dangerous. Oh.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry. You want to be positive, right? I'm positive he's dangerous.
Well, you know, it's like, and what is it that they consider to be dangerous in America that the real conservatives want to take over and then leave you alone?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
By and large, libertarians, which constitute the majority of the conservatives, basically want to leave people alone to live their lives and let them do the best that they can with what they're supposed to do. And, you know, that's something that we're not really very fond of if we're from the radical left, who hold the idea that government knows best and that the larger the government, the better. And, of course, that doesn't work. The debt has not gone down. It hasn't stopped. We're still spending dramatically more than we take in. They've demonized the people that make money. They've increased the load of people, of freeloaders. Now, I'm going to call them freeloaders. So we certainly don't have 50
good name
million
for
people
them.
That should be on food stamps.
No.
Maybe a third of that.
Did you hear today what Phil Mickelson had to say? You know Phil Mickelson, the golfer?
Of course I know him. Lefty's one of my favorites. What do you have to say?
He said he's considering moving out of this country to a country that's not going to charge him 60% tax on his income.
Well,
so the word's getting out.
Can't blame him.
I sure don't blame him one bit. Here's a guy that, let's say, just for the sake of simplicity, let's say that on the average he makes $10 million a year. And that may be exorbitant or it may be minimal for Phil. It depends on the year, obviously. But that means that the government takes $6 million of his $10
million? I think that he probably makes three times that much based on all of the commercials that he does.
Oh, yeah,
means,
you're probably right. Yeah.
Which means that they would be taking $18 million and leaving him $12 million. Now, would you want to give $18 million or would you want to go to someplace else where you might give $1.5 million? You don't have to be a whiz at math to do that. And the problem is that, and this happened in Great Britain in the 60s, there was so much, the tax rate was so high that, you know, people like the Beatles, Mick Jagger, all of these, all of the great musicians that were from Great Britain, and, you know, they call it the British Invasion, they all moved to the United States where it was cheaper.
Now they're moving back.
Yeah, now they're moving back. And in America, New York City, which was the hub of everything, has lost thousands of corporations that have left. Rush Limbaugh used to broadcast from New York, and now he's coming to Florida because it saved him millions and millions of dollars. People can't afford to do it.
I saw a email today that Florida is the first state that has passed the law saying that if you're collecting welfare, you have to pass a drug test. Where are the other 49 states? Let's get on the ball, everyone.
Well, if you have to pass a drug test to go to work, shouldn't you have to pass a drug test to not go to work?
And get paid for it. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It certainly makes sense to me. But, you know, we are in an era where common sense is irrelevant, where the values of Americans traditionally are not just the ones that are being used, they are vigorously opposed. And the champion is Obama, and interestingly, there are millions of people that, you know, that are Catholic and evangelical that actually voted for him, which is completely out of the realm of what is in their best interest. To their credit, these fools who gave up their vote for a free phone at least made the choice that they knew that they were supposed to do. You know, they were voting for Obama because he was giving them free stuff.
Yeah.
What amazes me is the people whose values are so fundamentally opposed to Obama turning around and voting for him. Not the first time, but the second time. I mean, I get it first time. I mean, just there was no
change,
you know,
transparent and government. Yeah.
Yeah. Bush, particularly at the end of his second term, was very unpopular. The war in Afghanistan was very unpopular. The war in Iraq was very unpopular. The torturing of prisoners was unpopular, which, by the way, I've got no problem with. And I saw that movie last week, Zero Dark Thirty, and it was pretty amazing to me. You know, they did all the waterboarding stuff, and they showed it graphically, and, you know, I took notes because there are several people that I want to waterboard. And we know one of them, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah.
All right, now.
Well, at least the water won't get caught up in his hair at all.
Listen, I want us to touch on Benghazi today. I'm very concerned. This is just like out of the public eye, out of sight, that there's anything that is happening towards getting to the truth of what happened there. And I'm appalled at the complicity of the press in not calling for the truth and calling for answers in my entire lifetime. I have never seen the press, they've always been liberal. It's not like that they've just turned around. But even you know, favoring some Democrats over Republicans, they have not they've not been just where they wouldn't do their job. But that's what's happening now. People aren't doing their job. Which I don't get at all. I absolutely don't get.
No.
You know, it's beyond reprehensible. Beyond reprehensible. All right, tell me what you think about that, Dick.
Well, it seems to me now, Hillary is supposed to go in front of Congress sometime this week, isn't it? Maybe Wednesday or Thursday. And
sorry, now say that again.
Isn't Hillary supposed to go in front of Congress about Benghazi on Wednesday or Thursday of this week? I thought I heard she was supposed to sit in front of Congress on the 23rd.
Well, that would be Wednesday.
All right. Well, then, I mean, she gets sworn in. Do you think that she's in at a point where she's going to go there and lie to them and maybe ruin her chances, because at some point the law come out, like Watergate did, and that would say she wouldn't have any chance to run for president? Or is she going to throw Obama under the bus for the things that have happened?
I don't think that she thinks even one second about what happened in Watergate, but I do believe she thinks about the stain on that blue dress and what happened to her husband, who lied to Congress and was impeached for it. It just wasn't sustained, so he wasn't thrown out of office. But Bill Clinton came close to losing the presidency, just like Nixon did, for lying. So here she has seen that. And, you know, she covered up for him. Is she going to cover up for another president? One that she really doesn't like or trust, for good reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
He certainly, you know, I think that beneath this was a plan to be an October surprise for Obama, that, you know, where they took security away from Benghazi, and that allowed these terrorists to go in there and do it. There really was nothing to stop them. And had it not been for those two SEALs who disobeyed orders to save those people that were in the compound, which they did save 30 of them, this thing would have had an entirely different scenario.
Yes.
Let's just say that those two SEALs did stand down and didn't do what they were supposed to do. Here's the scenario that I believe would have happened. The ambassador and those other 30 people would have been taken, and Barack Obama would have made a deal to give the blind sheikh, who had bombed the World Trade Center in 1994, give him back, get our people back, and he would look like a great statesman. And that was what his deal was. And thanks to those two SEALs, they ruined it. And now they're trying to, they have done an excellent job of keeping the lid on the truth so far. Are they going to be able to do it? I don't know. We do have, there are people like us that get on the radio, that write blogs, that put up Facebook posts and Twitter posts and get at least a little bit on the news, that try and keep it alive. But we'll see. We'll see if the Senate and the House of Representatives, are certainly closer to doing this and finding the truth in the Senate, because it's controlled by people that really want the truth and are not interested in anything but the truth, because they're not controlled by Harry Reid.
Right.
John Boehner, for better or worse, is certainly a far more honorable man than Harry Reid, that's for sure. All right, listen, time's up. All right, we got to go. So God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, and we'll see what Hillary does. Bye-bye now.
Bye.